And our question of the morning we'll throw out to Jason Kanz as we start the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
He's a big media star now, big article in the Leader Telegram on him, so. But it's International Coffee Day, and the question of the morning is, how do you like your coffee? Do you like it black? You like it with a little bit of cream, maybe cream and sugar? How do you like your coffee?
You know, normally I drink it black and lots of it. Sometimes I will add a little bit of cream just to mix it up, but normally I like black, dark roast coffee. That's really the way to go for me. Yep.
All right. Very good.
One morning this week, I had 3 pots of coffee. So,
you know, see,
that was a busy day.
The question had been in the past, and that's like the new record, because the question in the past had been, you know, we were trying to find out some years ago who drank the most. And I remember somebody, 2 pots, but 3, no, that's a pretty high bar, so.
That's a big day for me. That's not normal, so.
That was right before you did the interview, and you're just pretty jacked up, probably, huh?
Yes. I think I was up early and just got started on the coffee and just kept going with it, so.
So there it is. I'm looking at it. Q&A with author on New Testament book written from perspective of God by Ryan Patterson in the Leader Telegram here over the last couple of days. Your thoughts on it?
Yeah. You know, it was really neat. I talked with Ryan on Monday of this week, and he's a great interviewer. And it was fun to just walk through and talk about the book coming out. And I was not quite expecting the article this week yet, and so it was fun to actually see it there. You know, it was, I think we talked for about a half hour, so there is some, as he mentioned, it was condensed a little bit. And I didn't know he was actually just going to present the interview. I mean, he has a short little article ahead of it, and then kind of how I answer each of the questions he posed to me. And so it was fun to see it presented that way as well.
Now, he does talk about the fact, and it's said in there that, you know, what follows is kind of, here it is. The interview has been edited and condensed for clarity, but you feel like pretty accurate to what you actually said?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think there were a couple of things where I, you know, looking back, I would have said, I maybe wouldn't have said it quite that way. And but for the most part, I think it captures what I was going for with the book and kind of where I'm at in my current faith journey. And so it, for the most part, I think really captures where things are at.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I really was glad to see that. You know, this theme that I was looking for, the notion of being the beloved, that God loves us and desires the best for us, and also the kind of the theme of integration and wholeness as a fundamental need for us as humans. And so those things, I think, both come across in the interview, and so was happy to see that.
Yeah, terrific. One question that's on my mind this morning, and we may not have time. Yeah. Maybe we'll have to kick it off to next week. But is in terms of quiet time. On the one hand, early in my Christian life, I mean, it was almost like, yeah, it's by grace you've been saved through faith. But if you don't have your quiet time, God will smite you. I mean, and so,
right.
And there's a classic story. We named Dawson after not Dawson McAllister, the talk show host for many years on WWIB on Sunday nights, but Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators.
Yeah.
My kids joked that the founder of the Alligators, but the founder of the Navigators. And so kind of classically, he'd been a part of something like interviewing people that were going to be missionaries, and he was stunned that like none of them had regular quiet times or something. And so on the other end, though, I challenge that because Dallas Willard, I don't think, was against that concept, but he also really intentionally tried to say we're wrong by overemphasizing it. And I guess I'm not as familiar with what, I don't know if you meant just having an ongoing relationship. So, and really probably give me your brief answer because we should probably dive in deeper on this.
Yeah, you know, I think it can become something that becomes preeminent as opposed to something that serves our relationship with God. I think quiet times, reading your Bible are really good and important if they help us to know God better. But sometimes I think they have the risk of becoming a legalism And I know I've operated from that place in the past. And so, you know, I would definitely want to dive into that more deeply. I think mm-hmm. that's an important discussion.
Yeah. It is. My wife and I, we were watching a little bit of something last night, and the guy said, you know, for my devotions, I'm in the book of Joshua. And so I asked her and she asked me, and so that was good. And and so that probably heightened the reason I was in a Christian book this morning and journaling, aspiring to follow your example of, you still do the 3 pages, just a free thought onto a notebook to start the morning.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, I do have quiet times almost daily. And so, I'm not opposed at all.
Right.
Again, I think what's the mind behind it is what I'm getting at.
Very good.
We should tackle that more.
Sounds like breakfast tomorrow morning, but maybe the French press this time, huh?
That would be good.
All right, 7:20 is the meeting time. So
that's good.
We'll see you then. All right, our buddy Jason Can. Hey, we're getting more and more responses. Thank you on our question on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page this morning about you and your coffee. Allie said, how do you like it? We're asking on this International Coffee Day. You can let us know on the listener line at 396-1670 where people are, and also on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. Allie says she likes her coffee very strong, very hot, and definitely black. There you go. Mona says, most of the time I drink my coffee black. Occasionally I like it with some flavored creamer in it. And Rob says, 5 packets, count them, 5 packets of Splenda, sweet and low, and 2 creams. So everybody has their own preferences. Hearing from Sherry this morning in Whitehall, she says, coffee black with 1 teaspoon of Swiss Miss hot chocolate mix. Yum. 1 teaspoon. Well, I tell you what, I take a whole packet of Swiss Miss, Sherry, to start my day. And at times I wrestle because I'm like, maybe that's just too sweet. But anyhow, the rest of the morning then, I've been going just with the black more and more here at work. And also from Dan from Rice Lake says he does not drink coffee. He prefers tea. Yeah. Yeah. Dan says he prefers tea.
Oh, Dan, you must be really mellow and easy to get along with.
Well, British. She might be British.
You must be British, old fellow, old chap, and may not know it.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
How do you like your coffee?
Of course, I like it with a little cream or milk, but I will drink it black because it is a necessity. I'm not proud of that fact. But
no, I hear you more and more. It's kind of an acquired taste, I think, drinking it black. So anyhow, but the people who do are kind of adamant about it.
Yeah,
sometimes.
They are. Uh-huh. They're so tough and hardcore.
Uh-huh. Greg Stewart, sports and commentary. How does he like his coffee?
In the Olympic pool.
It's the WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday, October 1st, WWIB October Connect Month. It is International Coffee Day, and we're asking you on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page as well as the listener line at 396-1670. How do you like your coffee? How do you like your Java?
Right. Mm-hmm. I love hearing the answers.
I know.
You know, we have some real connoisseurs out there that grind their own and add cinnamon. I think that was Allison who said that. Kind of made me want to change my routine. It was very delicious. Allison from Chippewa Falls.
It seems like when you come to coffee, there's not a lot of middle ground. It's kind of like, this is the way it
ground,
needs to be.
I get it. Coffee grounds.
And I mean, as for me, it's like I don't partake, but I know plenty of people. I mean, my sister Promise works at Cabin Coffee in Rice Lake. My dad roasts and grinds his own coffee. Mm-hmm. And so, everybody has their particular preference.
He roasts his own coffee.
He roasts his own, yeah. He gets the beans when they're, like, green from, I don't remember, but we order them online and then have them shipped. And then, he roasts them out in the garage.
Of course.
It was fun to see him in Haiti able to watch Will's football game.
Yeah, technology, right?
I know.
So, and he always brings his own coffee down to Haiti, to share with the other.
My wife likes to bring hers to Liberia.
He's a barista.
Well, what else is October? Let's go through the list, team. It is Adopt a Shelter Animal Month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Billiard Awareness Month.
Be aware of the game of pool?
I guess so. Oh, billiards.
It is Class Reunion Month here in October.
It's a month to eat better, eat together.
How about Go Hog Wild, Eat Country Ham Month?
I like that better than the, because Eat Better, Eat Together makes me think that everybody's just sitting around a big bowl of kale. But
I was thinking just the importance of family dinner, which is hard to achieve.
Yeah, because I think October is a big push for
families
eating together.
Oh, you should start eating together more? Yeah,
it's a huge deal. You
let's
know, and
try
so
it.
Often people are off eating by themselves watching their phone.
Yeah.
That's because they never visit. They never come home to mother. Mm. Sorry, emotional baggage.
It is celebrate sun-dried tomatoes month.
Yum.
Very specific.
Go nuts over Texas Peanuts Month. Wow. Texas Peanuts, yum.
All right.
It is also a Halloween Safety National Book Month.
National.
I took two there.
Okay, I gotcha. National Chili Month.
Yes,
delicious.
Please. National Cookie Month here in October, again, as we're just getting you acquainted with everything that's going on as it starts.
All right, now, this is the month for dental hygiene, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't floss the other 11 months of the year.
Right, yes. Right. How about National Pajama Month?
I feel like that could be combined with a lot of these other ones.
Yeah.
National Popcorn Popping Month. Not just popcorn. You got to pop that stuff.
This is the month to go roller skating, and all the people who own those roller skating rinks are hoping the kids will get out there.
Okay, National Seafood Month.
Frozen Food Month.
This is Popeye's Month. It's the month for spinach lovers.
Da, 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 da. Okay, Vegetarian Awareness Month. Be aware of those vegetarians. Keep your eyes open.
And finally, as you're preparing for the vegetarians, it's also Zombie Preparedness Month as well. Somehow that got an official designation. So,
wow.
Forewarned, forearmed, I guess.
But most important of all, it is October Connect Month.
Yay.
Yes, we want to hear from you on the WIB Facebook page, on our text line, the listener line, voicemail or text, a walk-in personal visit, a good old-fashioned letter or an email. We're trying to get 499 connections from our WIB family this month.
We're trying to do it before 9 this morning because we've got so many people
right?
weighing in on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page and the text line already on coffee. How do you like it?
I love, yeah. How do you? And you're a mocha guy.
I like my first cup with the Swiss Miss hot chocolate, particularly Swiss Miss. It is my favorite. They make the best hot chocolate. They really do. After that, I don't mind if it's black. I've kind of
right.
grown from it. Doesn't I don't have to have the cream, although I can enjoy it.
Though. Okay.
All
I
right.
love that. Be flexible.
749, 61 degrees on this finally Friday edition of the WIB Wake Up Show. Another week has gone by so quickly, and there's just no way you can keep up with everything that's happened in the past 7 days. News, sports, politics, pop culture, it goes by in a blur. But we, as a public service to you, aggregate all that for you, and we bring it to you in condensed form. It's called Headlines. Here we go.
New research indicates that just practicing over and over won't necessarily make you any better at chess.
I really tried to tell my parents the same thing about algebra, but they didn't buy it.
Right.
Sales for Apple's newest iPhone are going well.
It's the one that finally smells like an actual Apple.
I've been waiting for that
I
one.
I wish.
Mm-hmm. Google turned 23 years old this week.
It's true. I confirmed that on Google.
And independent fact checkers confirmed you.
An asteroid skimmed by Earth earlier this month, and we didn't know it till the next day.
That's when we got the thanks for the hospitality card in the mail.
People are having trouble with the new Tesla steering wheel. It's more like an airplane yoke.
Evidently, Elon Musk is all about reinventing the wheel or just getting rid of it.
A dog missing for a year was found on Facebook.
Which is odd, because I thought dogs preferred TikTok.
They prefer fire hydrants. And finally, a study says that binge watching brings couples closer.
That's true. It's because neither one has the energy left to get off the couch. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
The end of another week here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Of course, most of it was September, but already into October Connect Month. And I apologize ahead of time. We usually try to make the best of the week, you know, typical song length. Typical song's probably 3 to 4 minutes. This one goes 5:06, so...
That's because we were awesome this week.
It's like an Elevation Worship song.
Yes, there you go. They just repeated the chorus a few extra times.
There you go.
Just rattle your way through this. Here we go.
Here it is. Placement made. Kick to the uprights. And it is good! It is good! It is good! Nathan Crosby has done it again! 51-yard walk-off field goal!
Jen loves the English language and a grammar-pleasing binge. I seen you at the Walmart is a phrase that makes her cringe. Yes, we're from Wisconsin, we've lived here since our youth. But when you say on accident, it just seems so uncouth.
Well, I'm not the most coordinated person. I'm a little klutzy. I don't catch stuff if someone says, here, think fast.
As a guy, I always feel this intense pressure when someone does toss
yes.
something my way that, like, I have to catch it or it's like a I don't know, like a
shame it.
Shame on my ability to be a man
I
that
know.
I can't catch something.
And you know what I hate when people go, boy, you're no Devontae Adams, are you? What right do you have?
Catching things should not be a referendum on manhood.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
I wasn't ready.
Well, no resume is flawless. And with the labor market, you could get away with a lot of mistakes and still get hired. But we have corralled some actual things people put on their resumes, and they are pretty funny. I will get us started off. One applicant listed smoking under their hobbies.
You know, I mean, what I like to do in my free time. I don't know if that's going to sell you to the job employer.
Greg Stewart, sports and commentary. How does he like his coffee?
In the Olympic pool.
Well, true love never runs smooth. I can tell you that for sure. And here are four ways.
But Allie McGraw in Love Story said love means never having to say you're sorry.
Okay, Allie, love means always.
You're wrong.
Always. And then she died, right? So love means always having to say you're sorry. And even if you don't understand why you're wrong, you can say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you.
It's lose, not loose. Please don't make me lose my mind.
You know, I never won a major, but this is my major right here. There you go.
I gotta say, I love working here, but now I feel like we've reached the big time as Rod Larson, the man who never sleeps, serving us cinnamon rolls.
Exactly.
And even in our, little did he know that in our text message amongst the three of us yesterday, Caleb suggested he might stay home another day and make cinnamon rolls, but you got Rod Larson here delivering.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's the best of both worlds. I get the cinnamon rolls and I get you guys, so.
Our and God is an you. Awesome God.
Thank and our you, Rod. Is an awesome Rod.
Our Rod
on a
is
lower
an awesome
earthly
Rod.
Level.
And you know what so. I hate when people go, boy, you're no Devontae Adams, are you?
You don't need to be a scholar, but protect your sanity. Your sentence is a train wreck of misplaced apostrophes. Don't call her grammar Nazi. That really isn't true. She's just a caring person who is Facebook friends with you.
People ask me, you know, they're like, oh, what's it like living in Detroit? And I don't really know what to think at this point, you know. The mail comes twice a month, and the ice cream truck comes four times a day. And...
Oh. Sounds like the promised land.
Yeah, so the other day I'm taking a nap in the middle of the day, you know, because life's not turning out like it should. And I wake up and I hear the jingle coming down the road, you know, So I start like looking for money. I'm ramping up. It's like one of those scenes out of like a prison movie where they're turning, looking for contraband. You know, I'm like, there's got to be some quarters in here somewhere. So I go to my, I can't find anything. I go to my son's room. I smash his piggy bank. I grab a handful of dollars. I'm running down the street. Now, granted, there's no way to like look athletic while you're chasing the ice cream truck. And I didn't end up catching it.
Aww.
And I had to do this like walk of shame back to my house. I'm sweating, panting.
The neighbors are pointing out their window saying, he's the guy who couldn't catch him for a dreamsicle, you know?
Yeah. So my neighbor was like, don't worry, they'll be back in 15 minutes. So.
Another applicant stated that they pay great attention to detail, but attention was misspelled.
She's Facebook friends with you. Edit post.
The pitch! Swinging fly!
I'll admit, I frequently have gotten glasses. You can get $1 glasses at the Dollar Tree. At least you used to be able to. We'll see if that continues.
Not prescription, though.
No, not prescription.
Maybe in heaven, there'll be a dollar. No. Or free.
The best of the week.
What an airhead.
Thank you for ending that on that note. Y'all don't know. That was the biggest laugh off
a lot
there,
of off there laughing on that.
It was like, Susan, you do know God will heal sight in heaven. I'm like, really? That's great news.
Hey, you know what? We had the flavor continuum that you availed us with earlier, and now the price points, the heavenly price points index.
Of eyewear, yes. Mark, that was super funny. Thank you so much for doing that.
Beautifully done, as always. The best of the week. Don't miss it every single Friday.